Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today is our TOEIC lesson. So, of course, we're going to be speaking more specifically about the topic today to help you prepare for this all-important examination. We wish you the best of luck. Now, today we're talking about something that is very popular in modern society, VR, or virtual reality. I've never tried this myself, but I've seen people wear those goggles.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried this before, virtual reality?
Well, not as someone who's actually using them. I've recorded several of these now. I've done a VR recording for doctors who are performing surgery. I did a VR recording for people who ride bikes around Taiwan.
Okay.
But I've never actually seen what they see. I just have recorded. So I'd be curious to actually put them on and look through them and see what it feels like. Yeah.
So you're just recording like the soundtrack
for
these VR
videos. Yeah, you'll hear my voice on
videos.
Some of them.
Yeah, I may have done one or two of those myself here. But in any case here, I guess these are becoming quite popular in the gaming community.
Oh, yeah.
You can wear VR goggles, I guess they're called, or VR glasses to help you feel like you're really in the action, especially if you're in a race car race or racing a motorcycle or something like that. And in this particular case, though, we're using VR for travelers.
Huh.
In other words, if you're traveling around the world and you want to check out places and you've never really been to them before and maybe you want to see if you'd like to go there yourself, well, you can use VR as a way to check them out. It's probably better than using, you know, internet videos on YouTube or, you know, Google Street View or something like that to help you see these places. VR actually gives you this sensation that you're actually there in person.
Kind of crazy, huh? Well, a lot of people, maybe due to poor health or just economics, they can't afford it. They don't get to see some of these places that are quite famous around the world. So this is second best. You can actually feel like you're there and not have to spend any money or even perhaps get out of bed or maybe someone is confined to a wheelchair. Just makes it easier to see what's out there. I think it's a great idea. I know they were doing 360 touring videos, you know, online, and they're okay, but this is much better. It actually sounds like you feel the sensations as if you're there. So this is a great thing for a lot of people who'll never be able to actually go and see some of these famous places. And of course, if you're a game player, which we know a lot of people are, they love those video games, wearing the goggles or the VR glasses just increases, you know, the effects of what you feel. Everything seems like it's magnified quite a bit. So let's go ahead. We're going to be listening to a guy named Malcolm, who is talking to an audience. Maybe he's giving a presentation. And we're going to have Tom read this because Malcolm is a guy's name. And then we'll be back to talk about some of these words that you just might run into on a TOEIC test.
Malcolm walks on stage to address the audience. As the adventurous types may put it, you can't see the world if you just stay home. However, with technology changing at the rate it is, that's becoming less and less true. How, you may ask? Put on your headset and you'll find YouTubers ready to take you on tours through countless destinations via 360-degree virtual reality or VR video. Sure, we're not able to experience smells, tastes, or physical sensations from a distance just yet, but seeing the world while staying at home is far from impossible. In fact, the ways technology helps us see the world are becoming more immersive all the time. That's what I'm here to talk to you about, the next step in virtual travel. You probably know about VR and its uses in gaming, right? Well, that's not all VR can do. Thanks to advances like 360-degree cameras, VR is helping us see faraway places as though we were truly there. This may seem self-explanatory, but there's more to it. The applications of VR for travel go beyond virtual tourism. Some hotels and developers have made it possible to take a walkthrough of their hotel rooms before booking them so you know exactly what kind of experience you'll have staying there. Many of them also have a way to book the hotel in VR mode after that. The intention is to not only make the experience closer to reality, but also make travel planning more user-friendly.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title. We've got How Virtual Reality is Changing the Game for Travelers. Let's look at virtual reality first and then look at virtual. Virtual reality is the term we're using for a 3D or three-dimensional computer-made environment. So this is something that they come up with or generate in a computer, which can be explored and interacted with by a person. And it feels, at least to that person who has the goggles on, that they're part of this virtual world, that they're really there, that they're not someplace else and just looking through some glasses. It makes it feel very, very real to them. Virtual just means almost or nearly as described, but not completely. So virtual reality, though, is that term that people are using. And here in Taiwan, I have to say, we hardly ever hear virtual reality. We just hear VR because it's easier to say. But you should practice this term so that you can say it out loud.
Yeah, before today's program, I was not aware that VR is a common term for virtual reality. Most people just say both words out loud, but I guess VR is pretty common, especially if you are a techie or if you're part of these industries or something like that. It's a lot faster to say VR than virtual reality, but it's changing the game for travelers. Changing the game here is not talking about games that you play with VR. It's talking about how things are done for travelers, changing the game or changing the way travelers travel, basically. And as you said earlier, Stephanie, this is part of a presentation by Malcolm, and he walks on stage to address the audience. Maybe they gave him a little applause, a welcome our guest speaker here.
Yeah.
So Malcolm begins his presentation. He says, "As the adventurous types may put it, you can't see the world if you just stay home." So if you're adventurous, you like adventure. You like to travel. You not only like to travel, but maybe you like to try things like white water rafting or paragliding or things like that. You just like adventure. You love that stimulation. So if you are an adventurous type, you may say it this way. You may put it like this. You can't see the world if you just stay home. That makes sense. If you stay home, you're certainly not going to experience the world.
But it says, or however, with technology changing at the rate it is, that's the speed. Rate refers to how fast or slow something is happening. That's becoming less and less true. You really don't have to actually go anywhere. You can stay at home and still experience in kind of this VR way what something is like. How, you may ask? Here's the question. Here's the answer. Put on your headset, and you'll find YouTubers ready to take you on tours through countless destinations via 360-degree virtual reality or VR video. Now, I haven't done this. I haven't looked on YouTube for YouTubers who have their own channels who are ready to take you on tours through these different destinations. Your headset, of course, is just that piece of equipment that you put on that you look through and sometimes also has stuff that you listen to as well. That's your headset. If you're playing online video games, a lot of the players will have a headset on so that they have a mic. They can talk to their teammates and communicate online at the same time they're pushing buttons and doing things to play the video game. So you've got YouTubers, those people who are making, sometimes they're making a pretty good living, guys, as a YouTube channel owner or host. I don't know what these guys make, but depends on how many people go to your YouTube and actually sign up or subscribe with you. They're ready to take you on tours. When you talk about a destination, you're talking about the place that you want to go to. If you're destination is quite far, you'll probably have to fly, maybe take a boat or a ship. If your destination is really close, all you have to do is walk there, or maybe ride a bicycle or a scooter. These are places that are quite quite far that you really would have to get on a plane and fly somewhere to see it. So this is second best. If you can't go out and see it, you know, personally see it, which means you see it with your own eyes, maybe you want to tune in to one of these YouTube channels and check out what they have to offer.
Right, so of course you'd have to buy the headset. I'm sure the price is coming down all the time for headsets. They're probably affordable for most people. And you plug it into your computer and you go to YouTube. Like, for example, me, I've always wanted to go to Glasgow, Scotland. But, you know, I don't know if I want to spend the money on the ticket and things like that. Is it worth going? So if I buy a headset and plug in and then go to YouTube and look for somebody giving a virtual tour of Glasgow, Scotland, well, maybe I would consider going there, and that would be my destination. It wouldn't just be a simple two-dimensional video. It would actually be virtual reality with 360 degrees of viewing. And sure, we're not able to experience smells, tastes, or physical sensations from a distance just yet, but seeing the world while staying at home is far from impossible. So, yes, it's not perfect, of course, if you go to, say, Scotland, like I want to do. You kind of want to know what the place smells like, what the food tastes like, and what the temperature is. Is it cold? Is it hot? Is the wind strong there or something like that? Those are examples of physical sensations, and a sensation in this particular context means how it feels, basically, how it feels on your body, and again, how it feels, smells, tastes, etc.
Yeah, those physical feelings that our body actually uses to communicate with us, with our brains. Sometimes if I eat stuff that's too spicy, I later have a burning sensation in my chest as I burp it up or something. That's not very fun. But I wish we could smell and taste some things that are on TV, especially if I'm watching a cooking show. I'd really love that. So it says here, seeing the world while staying at home is far from impossible, which means it's the exact opposite. It's really possible. Far from impossible or far from clean would be dirty. Far from close would be far away. Far from smart would be stupid. So far from impossible means it's possible. So in fact, the ways technology helps us see the world are becoming more immersive all the time. If you immerse yourself in something, guys, it's almost like you're completely drowning yourself in something. You are so focused on it. You're completely focused on it. You aren't using one part of your mind to think about homework and another to do something else. You are right there. So to be immersive is the adjective form of the verb to immerse something. We immerse ourselves in water sometimes when we jump into a pool. So it's very immersive. Makes you feel like you're there.
Indeed, like you said, to immerse your body in water when you go swimming. But this puts us right in the middle of a situation using VR. Now, in the next paragraph here, it says, that's what I'm here to talk to you about. That's the subject of my presentation. The next step in virtual travel, what we're going to do with virtual travel next. So he goes on to describe this here. You probably know about VR and its uses in gaming, right? Of course, most people love to play those video games, and VR is something most people are very familiar with if you're playing those games, so you're familiar with that and what you can do with gaming. Well, that's not all VR can do. VR is useful in gaming or playing games, but it can do other things. He goes on to say, thanks to advances like 360-degree cameras, VR is helping us see far away places as though we were truly there. So, yes, indeed, we can see those faraway places like Glasgow, Scotland, as I mentioned, or maybe Adelaide, Australia, or maybe Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, or whatever. Those are faraway places, and you could use VR glasses, goggles, to see things like you would if you were playing a game. It has those 360-degree cameras. Don't put an S there because 360-degree is describing the word camera. And it's helping us see those faraway places just like we were actually there.
It says here, this may seem self-explanatory. Notice I say explanatory, not explanatory, guys. Yeah, be careful with that. If something's self-explanatory, it means it's pretty clear. No one has to explain it to you. It's obvious. So this may seem obvious or self-explanatory, but there's more to it. The applications of VR for travel go beyond virtual tourism. That's the truth. I just mentioned at the top of the show that I actually recorded a VR that helps doctors, surgeons perform operations or surgery. So they're using it for lots of different things. Application just means how you use something or put something into operation. There are different applications or different usages or different uses of VR that go beyond virtual tourism. Some hotels and developers have made it possible to take a walkthrough of their hotel rooms before booking them. So instead of just looking at flat 2D photos online of some of these hotels you're interested in booking, you can actually feel like you're walking through a room, checking it out for yourself, which is kind of cool.
It is, and many of them also have a way to book the hotel in VR mode after that. So, of course, we've got different modes or different ways in which things are used. So this is VR mode. You can do that. You can use that to actually book your hotel instead of filling out an online application or something. You can actually do it as if you're signing the form yourself right there in the hotel lobby. And the intention is to not only make the experience closer to reality, but also make travel planning more user-friendly. So that's the intention. That's what they want to happen. That's your intention. That just describes what you want to do. For example, if you've met your parents-in-law for the first time, you might want to express your intention, which means, I plan to marry your daughter and take care of her for the rest of her life. And that's what's going on here with VR mode. It makes the travel experience more like it's real, like it's closer to reality. And your travel planning can sort of feel that way, too. It's more user-friendly. In other words, you won't feel intimidated. You won't feel kind of mad, I guess. You'll feel like, hey, those people really want to make reservations for me, and the trip is going to be very enjoyable. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation of the text. Before we look at some extra dialogues and a discussion question, we need to hear first from our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第15单元。今天的标题谈 VR, 就是指 virtual reality, 虚拟实境。所以如果你喜欢到处旅游，可以试试看 virtual travel, 虚拟旅游。因为我们今天的主题就是想要用 VR 来环游世界。这里开头其实是一篇演讲稿，这个演讲者呢叫 Malcolm, 他要到台上跟观众发表一些他的想法跟看法。好，这里有一个动词叫 address。address 这个字大家可能会想到，有一个字是 address, 那不就是地址吗？没错，可是 address 当动词用的时候，它可以代表发表演说。换句话说，当你是对观众发表演说 ,address the audience。那如果你是发表谈话，谈某一个议题也可以哦 ,address an issue。好，我们来看看。他的演讲稿告诉大家说，喜欢冒险的人可能会讲，你不出去待在家里，你怎么样也没办法看到全世界。可是这句话现在可能就不太正确了。为什么？他说，随着科技的改变，with technology changing at the rate it is, 好，我们知道科技改变的速度非常的快，可是这个句型也很重要咯。With 这个介系词，当然它 with 后面加一个受词，然后再加受词补语，结构上就是表示一个介系词 v 介系词后面的 o 再加 oc, 那这种通常就是讲你当时的状况是怎么样的情形之下，所以说起来就是重点在于后面的 c, 也就是补语的位置上。Changing, 当你说科技在改变，它是主动的，所以受词后面的这个补语位置，如果要表达主动语态，你只要改成现在分词的 ing 就可以了。好，那我们继续来看，现在说这样子不正确， 怎么说呢？大家戴上头套的这个 head gear, headset, 讲的就是一个头戴的装置。因为呢，你知道，透过了这样子的一个装置，你可以因为有360度的虚拟实境 VR 影片，然后就带着你游览各地。好，当然这里用到的 VR 记得吗？ Virtual Reality。 我们来看看，哎，今天科技可以帮我们看到这世界，然后呢，这样子你就可以亲临其境。我们来看看这边 Seeing the world while staying at home，这个是主词哦，这个主词非常的长，而且它是一个动名词偏语当主词。这整件事 is far from impossible. Far from 本来是遥远，距离非常的遥远，但是当你说 something is far from impossible, 意思就是这绝对不是不可能的。换言之，非常非常有可能是极有可能的事。好，那我们再来看看下面就告诉大家，今天这个主讲人他就要谈谈所谓的虚拟旅游的下一步。Virtual Travel, 这个到底代表什么意思？我们可以做什么呢？如果玩过电玩，应该就晓得电玩也是一样，你带着一个 headset, 然后你感觉上人就好像是在这个荧幕上的那个情境里面，好像人是身临其境的。不过 VR 不只做电玩而已哦，你现在有了360度的摄影机， VR 可以帮我们看到很遥远的地方，就好像你人真在那里一样。这里有一个句构，我们看一下。As though we were truly there. 我们知道 as if, as though, 这个中文的翻译就是仿佛、仿若、好像。那这个因为语气上是好像是真的，但并不全然，并不是真的。所以其实它可以用假设语气来表达，也就是它后面的动词，当你要说这并不是真的，好像可是不是真的，这样子的假设语法里面是成立的哦。所以你动词的部分如果是跟现在事实相反，跟一般事实相反，你会用过去式来表达。所以像你的 be 动词就会用 were, 这里 as though we were truly there, 我们知道实际上人并没有在那边，所以这是假设语气的一个时态表现。好，那这样说起来，其实只有这样吗？不止如此。他提到 VR 的旅游可超出了这个虚拟旅游业的范畴。为什么？因为在饭店里面，他们已经让人们可以在订饭店的时候就先到房间里面去看一看。所以用在旅馆订饭店这件事情上，也成立的。好，我们注意到这个句型。好，他说 Some hotels and developers have made it possible to take a walkthrough of their hotel room before booking them. 这句很长，但是你知道吗？ Made it possible, 这个 IT 在句构上它是一个虚的受词。当然整个结构就是一个 VOC, 只是这个 O 虚受词的 IT 指的是指后面这件事。也就是说它是让什么事变得可能呢？就是让你可以在订饭店前先在房里逛一逛，这件事让它成为可能。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we've got some extra dialogues here. We'll listen to the dialogues and we'll talk briefly about them. Here's the first one. Please welcome Kyle Baldwin from Immersive Entertainment. Thank you, Malcolm. I'd like to show you some of our company's simulations of real-world travel destinations. The first is our boat tour of the Grand Canyon. Okay, so in this conversation, Malcolm, the presenter, is going to hear some comments from someone by the name of Kyle. And Malcolm introduces him. Here's Kyle Baldwin, and he's from this company called Immersive Entertainment. And Kyle, of course, thanks him and says he's going to show them some of their company's simulations, which means kind of a copy of a real life or real world travel destination. It's not the real thing, but it's pretty close.
Okay, the next one is between Daphne and Malcolm. I'll start. This all sounds nice, but...How do we know the simulations provide a realistic experience?
After the talk, you can try out the VR headsets in the lobby for a demo of some of these features.
I think you're going to have to actually put on a headset and try it out for yourself to honestly evaluate if those simulations are realistic. If they seem like you're actually there or not, I don't know. I would like to try this out myself and see what it feels like. Because the way they talk about it, it's as if their body's actually in another place experiencing stuff, which is kind of cool. Now, the next conversation is between Raina, which is a female name, and Malcolm. She says, I'm a bit worried about walking into walls while exploring. Is there some way to get around this?
Try out the 360-degree treadmill with the headset. This makes it easier for users to navigate freely.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I would be afraid of walking into walls myself. So you might want to first put yourself on a treadmill that doesn't actually move forward, right? The belt just keeps moving your feet and it wraps around. Yeah, I would try it on a treadmill first.We've been calling them goggles and glasses, but for our purposes today, we probably should be calling those goggles or glasses a headset. So that's what Malcolm suggests. Just try it out on a treadmill first, and that will get you accustomed to walking while wearing a headset.
Okay, so those are the extra dialogues. Let's now move on to our discussion question. Let me ask this question first.How do you think the travel industry will change as technology keeps advancing?
We're probably just going to have more and more technology as time goes by. I know currently we have people that are tour guides. I think in the future we probably won't have tour guides that have, you know, real people leading you around. You might just grab, you know, the headset and go and take a tour that way.I know they're getting away from tour guides by offering these audio guides. Have you had those, Tom?
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's going to be even more technologically advanced probably in the future where you won't even have to go anywhere. You just pick up a headset and see what there is to see. Although, it'll make me sad if people stop traveling as much. It's fun to go to other places and experience the sights.The sounds and the smells, the tastes of different countries.
Yeah, I'm wondering sometimes if this stuff will actually replace travel because I know sometimes when I use Google Street View to check out towns, I kind of lose interest in going to those places afterwards because I already saw what it looks like. So now I think I get the idea why bother going there now. Hmm. So maybe it will kill travel, but I doubt it. It'll probably increase people's desire to travel more and more. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again next time. And hey, enjoy your next VR trip if you get the headsets. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.